It's time for the We Got the Geek Survey.
All right, everybody, it's Geek Survey time, and this week joining us for the Geek Survey is our good friend Stacy.
Hey, Jay Stu.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. I have no idea what we're going to talk about tonight, so let's see what...
Yeah, I randomly made up some stuff. I based it on the movies we did on the movie talk this week, Slammin' Salmon and Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a real fast speed round because I didn't get a lot of questions there. But let's see what we can do this week. So we watched the Dukes of Hazzard movie, definitely based on an old TV show. Do you have a favorite TV series that you'd like to see remade as a film?
Oh, my God. What an interesting question. I gotta think, first of all, do you? Because you must. I'll think of one.
I was thinking about this, and I don't know, a lot of these TV shows, the movies have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think of something that wouldn't piss me off too much if it was redone. Because if you think about some of the movies, there was a Honeymooners with all black actors, and never saw it.
Mm-mm.
What else? I'm drawing a blank. Charlie's Angels, and...
Which took off on its own...
Yeah.
I can't think of the word.
Yeah.
Its own trajectory.
And then there was lesser known shows like SWAT and Dukes of Hazzard, of course, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Happy Days, but I thought that would really anger me if I saw a bad Happy Days movie.
The thing is, I want to know why they want to remake these shows.
Yes, Hollywood's because running out of ideas.
It is. But the thing is, if they had a really good premise, then I would be so excited.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, was there, like, the idea of doing a 50s show is Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, a Back to the Future feel where they're making jokes about how the generations are different. That would be kind of fun. But just to see it reenacted, well, I don't know. I mean, it makes me think of the Brady Bunch, how that was a live theater fun thing to do, very kitschy and hipster, and then it turned into a movie.
The movie
that was kind of kooky.
The movie was interesting, at least. There was them in the 90s acting like they were from the 70s,
mm-hmm.
which...
Like aliens landed,
Yeah, pretty much.
That was kind of fun.
And there was an awful Leave It to Beaver movie, and I think there was the Little Rascals movie.
I just thought of that, and you know what? They kind of missed the point with some of these.
Yeah. If I'm going to think of geek shows, maybe The Greatest American Hero.
Okay. I mean...
It'd be cool if they did that one properly, I guess. Oh, The A-Team was actually okay. I like that
one.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, those were not the shows that I was watching. I was watching comedies.
Yeah.
So, the first thing that popped in my head was Mary Tyler Moore. And why would I want to see that made again? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's its own little thing. So, I am drawing a blank. But we're going to say Facts of Life then, because what the
hell? All right.
What the hell? But it has to be with real chubby girls. How's that? We were talking about that earlier.
Well, I had a follow-up question then. Do you have a worst movie remake of a TV show?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I probably wouldn't have seen it, and that's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Of a TV show. Oh, my God. You have a lot more opinions about this stuff. Have you been deeply disappointed? Let me think of one.
Yeah, a lot of times. I think the Little Rascals one was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I never saw Leave It to Beaver, but I heard bad things about that.
I can't even imagine sitting down to watch this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really about the old shows. And I think I just want younger people to see the old shows because they're really still funny and they don't need to be remade.
Exactly.
So I have a whole other mindset with this. Don't wreck it. Unless you're going to top it, don't pay tribute to it. It's just expensive and silly. That's my thing. So I'm kind of a downer. What the
That's
hell?
That's okay. Well, then I hope you laugh at the next question. Because the last time you were here, for some reason we got on a Love Boat kick.
Yes. And was hilarious. Somebody better go back and listen to Dr. Bricker talk. Because you guys are hilarious.
Doc Bricker and his robe hitting on all the ladies. So let's say there was going to be a Love Boat movie.
Uh-huh.
Who would you cast for a Love Boat movie? Let's say for Captain Steubing and Doc Bricker and Isaac the Bartender and Gopher.
Oh, my God. Is Bradley Cooper going to be every lead of every movie now?
I think so, but I don't think he could play Captain Steubing.
He needs to lose some hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And, I mean, there are... In these comedies, we're really seeing people turning up again and again. And David Koechner, of course, has to be in it.
Yeah.
And he should be the captain, I think. He needs a bigger role.
Yeah.
Even though he keeps playing these oddball...
Yeah.
You know... walk-in
characters. I just picked someone else who was bald and a former captain in a TV series. Patrick Stewart.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's dignifying. Okay, yeah. All right. That's good.
For Doc Bricker, I said Steve Carell.
Oh my God, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Okay, along those lines.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, trying to think. I'm like, where can we put Robert Downey Jr.? But we need somebody who's...
Oh, he could be Gopher.
He could be Gopher. He could. I guess he could. He could do it. I think maybe he does need to do a role like that for a while.
Sure.
Change it up a bit.
And for Isaac, we were talking a little bit about Community before the series. Mm-hmm. I picked Don Glover, who plays Troy on the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, and he looks like him.
I just see him doing the Isaac point when he's doing the bartending.
I just... Once in a while, I'll check out funnierdie.com.
That's a great series, great website.
Yeah, the website, you know. Yeah. And anybody see Bat Fight? Because that's hilarious. in a disturbing way. I know, maybe this is famous and it's really awful. In the thing, there's a big lead up to the song of Bat Fight, and then Will Ferrell gets bat fought.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets beat up with a bat.
Oh, okay.
70s, I don't know, blaxploitation kind of song, and it's really beautiful.
I'll have to check that out.
And he beat the shit. Someone beats the shit.
Yeah, so there should be a Love Boat, the movie, then.
Yes.
They even had action figures.
What?
There was Love Boat action figures in the early 80s. Yeah, in the boat playset.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the Consumers Distributing catalog either, was it?
I don't think so.
No.
I didn't find out about these till like, maybe a year or two ago.
It sounds like they made them later.
Yeah.
God, there were so many. I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know what I forgot to bring tonight, we'll bring another time, is I put in a bag all of what's left of my small geek collection.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, we're in the gigantic vault of geekdom here. If people could only see...
What was in there? What was in the bag?
I'm going to surprise you next time, but it made me think, because this is when he started to see tradable baseball cards, but they were TV shows.
Oh, yeah. I had a bunch. Yeah.
But the Americans were big on it, and this is where there was a little bit more of a divide. You'd have to wait for American things to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Three's Company trading cards.
Oh, wow.
Who knew?
I had Happy Days when I was a kid.
That was a big deal. And those are the kind of stickers that you couldn't get off your door. They were furniture-ruining stickers.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, now you're making
me... Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The old packages of cards which came with that stale piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
And you get one sticker in the back.
Horrendously stale.
Yeah.
It was stale to begin with, let's just face it.
Yeah.
They weren't intended
but
to
I chew it every time.
Every time. This might be better when it crumbles into little gum... severing pieces.
Oh, yeah, I had Happy Days. I think I had I probably still do have a full set of Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Oh, that would have been a big deal. You, Jay, were just born into the perfect time for TV for you.
Yes.
Because you had Buck Rogers and you had, now what's the time travel one that was on around the same hour?
Oh.
With Mino Pelucci.
Oh, Voyagers.
Voyagers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that, too.
Right. And then the one with the guy who's the guy? Gene Stockwell.
Quantum Leap. Favorite show of all time.
Wow. See? Yeah. And wasn't that a Friday night, a lot of this stuff?
Quantum Leap was. I think that started out as a... Yeah, I think that one was always Friday night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which Friday night is usually the death slot for TV series now.
Not then. We were staying home to watch TV, and Saturday nights too. Saturday night was Love Boat night, and I do recall.
Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Mm-hmm. That's right, back to back.
Early 80s on CBS was The Hulk, followed by Dukes of Hazzard and Dallas. Didn't watch Dallas. I was too young for that. My mom did, but.
Straight to bed.
Yes. Oh, Dukes are over. Go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But Charlene Tilton looks young. She might be normal. No. Don't look at her.
Oh, so we reviewed the Dukes on the movie segment this week. Tom Wopat has aged like a million years.
Mm-hmm.
John Schneider looks exactly the same as he did in the 70s.
Cute.
Kath thinks he signed some sort of deal with the devil.
Oh, dear. Hollywood.
Yeah.
He was a big pinup then. That's definitely Tiger Beat. Teen 16 magazine. We all had those posters. He was very cute. And those little blonde wings. He really was.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think they had posters with their shirts off fixing the General Lee.
Oh, God. The number of times we saw men's chests that you just never would see now.
I guess.
Yeah. It seemed normal then. That's just guys were. Yeah. Guys would, you'd see a guy with drinking a beer outside with his shirt open. That would be normal.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say to you? Never mind. I will come back to it. So you were saying about one aged and one did not.
Yeah. John Schneider looked exactly the same as he did back then. Mm-hmm. Like, if not younger looking.
Mm-hmm. He looks great.
Yeah. Tom Wopat looks like he's about 100.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Just the jeans.
Not
the
good.
The good jeans.
Not good.
But I got to see... the only time I ever went to see a Broadway play, I got a ticket that was available, and it was Annie, Get Your Gun, and Tom Wopat was on stage singing.
Nice.
That's what he did with his career. He got into that kind of thing, so...
Yeah, he also had albums, and so did John Schneider. They had country albums.
Oh, and I think John Schneider did a little bit better with it, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. His career seemed to go better. He was on Smallville afterwards, too.
Oh, that's true. What am I thinking? This is huge geek talk. I should have announced these things acknowledged these things.
I was a little disappointed because last year, or maybe 2 years ago, he was signed up. John Schneider was signed up to be at Wizard World, and he had to back out. I was so excited to meet Bo Duke.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people would have lined up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, oh, God, which makes me think of a lightning round question, but go. What else do you want to talk about?
Let's see. So, Love Boat movie. All right, if you could hang out with the TV character for the day, who would you like to hang out with? I'm just going to flat out say the Fonz.
Okay. I'm thinking who is cool like the Fonz. Who is cool like that? Oh, my God. I'm just blanking. I'm terrible with this. If I don't know what you're going to ask me, I'm blanking out completely, and I feel badly.
Oh, it's all right.
I'll think of something later. How about... I'm just thinking, I'm going through shows. Prince of Bel-Air? No. Elf? Maybe not.
Eat Elf.
Blanche DuBois? Possibly. Is that her last name? Blanche Devereaux?
No,
possibly.
Wasn't it DuBois?
No, actually it was Devereaux. DuBois was from Streetcar Named Desire.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for disturbing me with the pictures of the B. Arthur naked picture.
B. Arthur was a big story this past week because someone from the 60s, it looks like, had done a modern realistic painting of her nude from the waist up.
And you sent it to me. I hadn't heard about it at this point. I thought it was a joke. And I clicked on it and I wish I hadn't.
So. That's her real boobs.
And, yeah, Blanche.
Somebody made a lot of money off of that painting. That was probably like...
Yeah, like over $1 million.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start painting Estelle Getty naked. And maybe make $1 million and we'll quit our day job.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm still thinking he would be cool to hang out with. And now I'm thinking Kirk Cameron? No. Alan Thicke? No.
Boner. Yeah, when I was doing it in my head, I was like, I don't want to hang out with Sonny Crockett because I might get shot.
You might get shot.
And same with MacGyver.
Oh, God. What are the TV shows?
Fonz would just be punching the jukebox and hitting on everyone, so that'd be cool.
No, you're right. He could be fun. He could be fun. And he get... If you weren't married, he'd get you some girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls will come around.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. Sloppy seconds and fries.
Oh, jeez.
It's so funny. I'm going through, do I like any of these people? I always think that there's some good sluts of sitcoms that would be fun to hang out with. But maybe they would just, you know, be a pain in the ass, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Mona. Would Mona be fun to hang out with?
Yeah, probably.
You know who I'm talking about.
From Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Clearly it wasn't Tony Danza.
Well, Tony Danza, I'd like to have a barbecue with whatever his name was. What was his name?
It was Tony,
was it
because
Tony?
On every show
his
name was Tony.
Name?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tony. Oh, you mean me. Okay. Terrible. Okay.
All right, so you're going to hang out with Tony.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Tracy, what's Tracy Morgan on? Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Jordan.
Tracy Jordan.
That would be fun.
Yes, that'd be fun. I would think that's who the guy is. That's who I want to hang out with.
All right.
What else? What you got?
All right. Where would you rather eat? The Slammin' Salmon Mel's Diner from Alice, Arnold's from Happy Days, or the Max from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, God. Well, even though it's going to make me think of poop, I still think Slammin' Salmon. They had some really good-looking food there. But, yeah.
I'm going to go back to...
It's got to be... It's Happy Days Diner.
Oh, yeah, because okay. On every day there would be, like, Fonzie beating someone up or you'd see his desk in the bathroom.
You love that. yeah. And oh, it's yeah. a place to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there any other good restaurant?
Okay. Those are the only four I could. Oh. I'm sure there's many more. No, there's the I'm coffee sure house are. From Friends.
The Peach Pit from 90210.
Oh no. Yes, the Peach Pit.
Oh.
Just so I can all see the Nat.
Drama. Nat. Jeez. Okay, whatever.
That was yeah. The less said, the better. All right.
The less said, the better.
I watched it. In my defense, though, I was living with a guy named John. We were roommates, right. And we were too poor to get cable, mm-hmm. So we only pulled in 3 or 4 channels, and it wasn't a very big list of shows we could choose from. We were watching Mr. Belvedere,
mm-hmm.
And I think Fall Guy reruns, the Lee Majors show, and the original Beverly Hills 90210.
So you just watched them all?
Yeah, like for lack of better things to do when I was living in Thorold.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere's on. Time. Yeah. But then we finally ponied up for the cable.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Okay, the Fall Guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Fall Guy, I'm sure I watched the... It's fun. Wasn't there a song for the Fall Guy?
Yeah, that he sang. Lee Majors sang it.
The intro was really fun, and then yeah. I don't remember anything about the show. I think a lot of these just were exciting openings.
Here's the only thing I remember from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was too young to remember it the first time. I think I was drinking a lot when I was watching the reruns. He had a buddy on it called Howie. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, Lee Majors would always be running off to these adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And he always would say to the guy, Howie, get the truck. And that's all I remember. Because he had that big Lee Majors truck.
Mm-hmm.
His Fall Guy truck.
That's the big line.
Howie, get the truck. And then he, yeah. And I remember in the credits, he'd do that funny thing where he would punch someone, and then he'd start shaking his hand because he hurt it from punching the guy. You see that on a lot of shows.
But he's like faking it? What?
I'm hoping he's just a, I don't know, I guess Lee Majors was a wuss or something. Oh, okay. I don't know. He was a stuntman. Yeah. He's the unknown stuntman to make Eastwood look so fine. I think that was a line from the song.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay, so he's the Hollywood stuntman.
I can't remember the lyrics, but it was stupid.
He stunted for everybody. Yeah. That's the thing. So the Fall Guy, and the other one you said, okay, you said 90210. What was the third one? You watched a lot with John?
Oh, Mr. Belvedere?
Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
It takes a special person to know that much about Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mr. Belvedere is a butler.
Yep.
Isn't he? Okay.
He was a butler, and there was kids involved, and...
The way you put it, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
There's kids involved.
Bob Uecker was the dad.
Okay. Big football star.
Yeah. And it was rumored that the one son was Marilyn Manson in real life, but it wasn't. What? I don't know. Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere, who is constantly... He's like that guy. I can't think of the guy's last name, but there's a man named Gale. Who works for Lucille Ball in the second Lucille Ball.
Oh, Gordon Gale?
Gail Gordon?
Gail Gordon. Gail Gordon.
And it's just that kind of, you're wrong.
Wesley, pick up your jacket from the floor.
Are all British people like this? We were convinced they were.
I don't know.
The complete assholes, basically. Yeah. What?
Wesley. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. 90210. Who knew?
Hmm.
It was cool, though, because my friend Dennis got Much Music, and he was recording Beavis and Butthead and bringing that over to watch. So.
Mm, of the times.
It was a good time, the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
What do I got here next? All right. There was a set of twins in Slammin' Salmon, Dave mm-hmm. and Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie drank the blue liquid.
Right.
All right, so if you had to hang out with a fictional set of twins... Would you hang out with Dave and Donnie from the Slammin' Salmon,
mm-hmm.
Phoebe and Ursula from Friends, or this is the one that made me laugh, Alex and Chad, you might know them as the Jean-Claude Van Damme twins from Double Impact?
I don't know this one.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. This is a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yeah, it was Jean-Claude Van Damme playing twins. One of them was wussy and one of them was tough.
Oh, my God.
I was dating someone at the time who loved Van Damme, so I got dragged to all his movies. Mm-hmm. And that's all I remember. One of them was wussy and one of them was cool.
Oh, my God. Isn't that how all twins are, apparently? Completely extreme and utter... Crazy opposite.
But even the wussy Van Damme could fight. That was the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah. I couldn't think of any other fictional
twins.
No,
that's funny. I can't think of... I mean, then there's the Olsen twins. Like,
the Olsen twins,
any other twins on TV? That would have been
that's
more
it.
Expensive.
That's
all
it.
I got.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. None of them. They're all obnoxious. They don't even want to hang out with each other.
No.
They don't want to hang out with each other, so I'm just not in the picture here.
All right.
But good call. Good memory there. Goodness.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, so The Dukes of Hazzard was a guilty pleasure for me back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What was your guilty pleasure TV-wise?
TV-wise? Oh, Sally Jesse Raphael. Oh my God, I just said that out loud.
With her big red glasses?
I know. No, crappy daytime talk shows. Oh God, how many talk shows have I watched? What else I would have watched? Laughing at Jim and Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. Oh, for a little bit. What would have been? Because they were so over the top then. They were always asking for money.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, my God. Trying to think.
I also used to watch Degrassi. I'll put that out there.
Okay. Like, you you have a lot of sentimental favorites.
I'm not bragging about that one.
Oh, hey. But, I mean, Wheels is making his big... Not Wheels. Joey Jeremiah is making his big comeback, so...
We'll see him in 2 weeks.
We'll see him in 2 weeks. Go, Joey.
Hope he's wearing his hat.
If he's not wearing his hat, then sorry, you better go home and get it. guilty pleasure. I gotta, like, what you need to do is give me, for these questions, and I'm sorry, I need to do this for myself, put myself back in that time. What was I watching? Back. 1990s. 1990s. It was like college, so people were watching soaps in the house. What the hell was I watching? Did you say Chips?
I did say Chips.
Okay. I'm sure I watched it.
Oh, I did.
Oh, God.
Knight Rider.
I remember being excited and I think a little too confused to watch Love American Style. Do you remember that show?
And I'm going to mention this show again. The only thing I know about that show is that's where Happy Days got its start on.
Really?
Yeah, they filmed, it was Richie and Potsy and the Cunninghams. Fonzie wasn't even on it, but they were on an episode of Love American Style.
No way.
And then they greenlit Happy Days from that.
Oh my God, okay. Well, that show was on around the time that they were showing Room 222, is that right? And I know that's important to you as well.
Do you know why?
I do, just tell them.
Oh, you do, okay.
Tell them.
So, oh, well, yeah, my friend John and I. It's an old show from the early 70s. They were rerunning it in the mid-90s on Global. And I thought it was the most ridiculous school show. One of the characters on the show, his real-life name was Heshimu. And his big thing, you ask him anything, like, or tell him some subject, like, Dr. Pepper. I don't know nothing about no Dr. Pepper. Or Subway Station. I don't know nothing about no... So.
Never.
I don't know, my friend, so John and I, when we lived together, we got a cat, and I don't know if we were just in an alcoholic stupor.
I think you were.
Yeah, we named the cat Heshimu, or Hesh for short. He lived 17 years, like he was still around 2 years ago when Diana got to know him and everything.
He spaced the nine lives out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why Room 222 is important to me.
Heshimu,
yeah.
Okay.
That was his full name, like a Sting or a Madonna.
Right.
Heshimu.
Like Fez.
Fez,
he was like a Fez character.
He was like a Fez.
Uh-huh.
And there was this other character on the show with a big orange afro named Bernie.
Right.
And I remember there was one episode where he had to cut his hair or something to go into the army, and he had this ridiculous, gigantic clown afro. And the one girl was so devastated by it. Oh, you have to cut off your beautiful hair.
I don't love you anymore. It was funny back then. Yeah. I mean, I was observing, I had access to the yearbooks of teens that were older in the 70s.
Right.
And the afros were so enormous that they sometimes wouldn't fit into the school headshots.
That is pretty bad.
They would be squared off just because they would just get so huge.
That's pretty bad.
So it was a big deal. Somehow show of manliness and strength. I don't know.
To see how high you could grow an afro?
I guess. And you could just keep growing it. If you can grow it long, you can grow it high.
Well, and Welcome Back Cotter was kicking ass then with his afro.
With the... With Epstein.
Epstein, yeah.
Oh, my God. Which reminds me, I'm like going back earlier on another segment you guys can listen to. We were talking about Slammin' Salmon. And there's a line when the boxer guy says that he bought some land on the moon next to John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
That's how this man spends money. Yeah. Good old Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah.
In the Barbarino, whatever that movie is.
I used to watch it.
See, that's another guilty pleasure. All that crap TV. It was funny.
What's happening?
I definitely watched that show. And now you can watch the trailer on YouTube, and it looks so crappy.
Yeah.
It looks like they just randomly, I don't know, edited some clips together of them, I don't know, schlumping around. There's no point to it at all. And really, that was pretty much the show, but... We're going to remember forever the fact that Rerun.
With his orange hat.
You know.
Oh.
You know.
Yes, I know what you're going to bring up. The only episode I remember of that series. Go ahead, tell it.
Rerun is going to, now what do they call it?
Bootleg.
We didn't know what that meant then. We learned a new word.
We learned it from What's Happening.
We did. He was caught going to a Doobie Brothers show and bootlegging. He had... his trench coat on with taping equipment under it. It was a two-parter.
With a gigantic tape recorder.
He was already an enormous man. He was a very overweight boy.
I've been to concerts. Did they not frisk people in the 70s?
No, they didn't do anything in the 70s. 70s, we learned from WKRP a second time. We were listening to Buffalo Radio, you and I. But that Who fans got crushed to death because they had general seating.
Yep.
There was not really good security back then, and people were smoking up, and they were doing whatever they needed to do. It got a lot more PC as the years went by. So they were making friends with the Doobie Brothers, who were a hot act at the time. Michael McDonald became a big punchline
in
40-year-old version, but back then he was a big deal for some reason.
He was.
Minute by minute.
He was taking it to the streets.
He was taking it to the streets. And there they are making friends with the... multiracial band, and they let them down because they were bootlegging.
Can Rerun tape
stealing? And do you think bootlegging has any impact these days or any?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I know it has wrong word impact. No, but I mean, who's going to stop it?
Yeah, like yeah.
Anyway, we're way off topic. Give me another question. Let's talk.
I got one last question on the big main list. So if you had your own General Lee car. What would you have on the roof instead of the Confederate flag, and what number would you have on the door?
Oh, my God.
They had a 01 on the side of the car.
Oh. Okay. I'll have a 9.5. And on the roof, a painting of a swimming pool, like one of those chalk sidewalk things that looks like you can dive into it.
And then you would be jumping over farmhouses and stuff.
Because that's what you do in a car.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't wreck the suspension or anything.
No. No, that's what you do when you get your first car. You just keep jumping.
Yeehaw.
Jumping over covered bridges.
And there was always that every episode, they'd be jumping over someone's house, and there's always that guy, like, sitting on the porch looking up as the car flew
right,
over.
Right, and that's the oh shit guy. That's the guy who grew his beard out and get up out of his chair.
And
suspension, that's not a good security guy.
The suspension never racked when they came down from jumping. By the way, I did enjoy, I don't know if you stuck around that long, the outtakes at the end of the movie where they kept showing the car crashing.
Right.
That was great.
Swerving around, skidding. Yeah. Nobody has any neck injuries.
No.
No.
But I read that they went through so many cars series. Yeah.
That's probably why, I think I had to talk with my brother about this. This is probably why they chose the type of car that they had, because that was not really a big deal of a car back then, I would say, was it?
I don't know. I'm not a car guy.
A Charger would have been a pretty ordinary car, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Uh-huh. A Toyota Tercel. I don't know. You choose now. Do you have an idea of what you would put on your... you have so many good comic book logos you could put on the top.
Probably.
Would it be that?
I could put the We Got the Geek logo on the top.
Oh, would you? Yeah.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
For number? I don't know. I didn't think that far in advance. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to change my answer to why am I so sexy? Just put that on my roof.
All right.
So if someone's going by in a helicopter, they may come down and land.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. We just watched an episode of The Simpsons where Homer and the guys at the bar were going in on lottery tickets every week and picking the numbers. And they were all given reasons why they would each pick a number on the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them picked 22 because it was their address. And
okay.
Homer picked 69. And he goes, why'd you pick that? Because everyone laughs when you say that number. Goes, I don't know why they laugh. No one's ever explained it.
We'll just go with that one. Okay, so that's what you're going to choose?
No, I wouldn't say that. Thought it was funny.
I'm a gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I am a kind of a half-assed speed round. Whipped up a couple today. So Tom Wolpat or John Schneider?
Schneider.
Yeah, Bo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep blonde boy.
Burt Reynolds or Sorrel Book? He played the original Boss Hog.
Oh, I think Sorrel Book
was
much better.
Okay.
And really, I don't know, something's up with Burt Reynolds' face.
Well, he's had work done.
Made up.
Yeah. And he wears wigs, I guess.
Does it? Yeah, he was famous for wearing a toupee. That's true. Yeah. But I'm so glad to see him in this. That was a decent choice if they could. I'm sure Sorrel Book looked like he would have died. He was just overweight. And would you say?
Oh, he's already dead.
He's been dead for a while.
He's been dead since the 90s, I think.
Okay.
Because he wasn't on that first reunion movie, which came out in 96.
You knew.
Should track it down. It's real good.
Okay.
Hazard Reunion. All right. Willie Nelson or Denver Pyle? Both Uncle Jesse's.
Oh, tough call.
Yeah.
Tough call. I like the original Jesse. I like him. I definitely like Willie Nelson, but they didn't need to.
They made him a little
probably
too creepy.
The other one died. Okay.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson was a little creepy. A little. Yuck.
All right, okay. So I'm going to throw this one at you then. Uncle Jesse from the Dukes of Hazzard or Uncle Jesse from Full House? I think that was John Stamos, wasn't it?
And my question then is, in what context? On a date?
I don't know. Who do you prefer?
Paternal advice?
Either one. Let's hope you don't pick Uncle Jesse for a date.
I would definitely want to make out with Uncle Jesse from Full House.
All right.
There we go. I said it.
I liked his mullet.
You did, didn't you? Okay.
All right. The General Lee or the Knight Rider car Kit?
That's what I was thinking.
It
was just a natural choice.
I would probably pick Kit because that car could talk, man.
That car could talk. It looked great. You had windows that went up and down.
Yes.
And doors that opened and closed. So,
yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to jump through the window.
No.
Because that would kill me. I'm out of shape. And every episode, they're stuffing Uncle Jesse through the window. It looked uncomfortable.
God. You can fix cars. Just fix it.
Yeah.
Come on.
You guys aren't in NASCAR. Unweld those doors.
I wonder how many people actually welded their doors after seeing that show and thought that was the
You know what? I remember being a kid. Like, even in the St. Catharines area, there was a bunch of people that had the Charger.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least painted a Charger to look like the General Lee.
Oh, God.
So I wanted one.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted, remember the show BJ and the Bear?
Yes, with the trucker.
Yes, I wanted that truck. And I wanted a monkey to drive around in the truck.
I don't want a monkey. These are my demands.
That could be a guilty pleasure, too. BJ and the Bear.
Oh, God. Orangutan. Smelled like bananas.
Smelled like bananas. Yeah. All right. Catherine Bach or Jessica Simpson?
Catherine Bach. Again, the original was just better. It just was.
And they named shorts after her.
See? Famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I admit I had a crush when I was a kid. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
They didn't give you much choice on crushes in that show. It was her or bust.
Or Lulu Hogg.
I shouldn't say bust. Lulu Hogg? Oh my God. Yeah. Was she Lulu Hogg? Was she someone from Hee Haw? Because she sort of looked like that.
She was Boss Hogg's heavy wife.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe's sister on the show. I don't think there was a Lulu in the movie. I don't remember. I don't recall.
Only a Pauline.
So, yes, there was either Daisy Duke or Lulu Hogg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was always the whores that Beau found.
The whores that Beau found.
Oh, and let's not forget.
That sounds great.
I forgot to bring this up. The Hazard County speed trap.
Mm-hmm.
That was the speed trap that Roscoe and Boss Hogg set up. Whenever they heard a country star was going to be driving past Hazard, they'd like give them fake charges, fake trumped up charges. And we'll let you get out of this ticket if you perform at the Boar's Nest. Boar's Nest, that's the restaurant I would eat at.
Actually,
I think Willie Nelson was on the original show, actually. They caught him in the speed trap.
So I'm going to guess that Waylon Jennings, who sang the theme song, was on the show singing.
Waylon Jennings was not in the speed trap. He was on once. It turned out he was an old friend of Uncle Jesse's. Uncle Jesse had bought Waylon Jennings his first guitar.
Of course. Of course.
I think he played the Duke's theme at the Boar's Nest, probably.
I would love to know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I had that 45, by the way, when I was a kid.
Oh, so you're a really big fan of the show. It's a
big
deal.
I did like it. And then I didn't see it for like 10 years, and then I realized it was cheesy.
Uh-huh.
But a good kind of cheesy.
Okay, I mean, there was a lot of familiar to it. They had certain things they always did, and that's what the movie picked up on. But
oh, yeah, it was good watching the series again in the 90s, because then you saw all these people, like Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell was on an episode.
Was he?
Pulled a gun on Bo and Luke. Like, oh, I'm so scared, it's Mr. Belding with a gun.
Sorry.
Hey, Bo, hey, Luke. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going way off topic here. I want to point you in the direction of a real cool podcast I found, and I don't remember the name of it. There's a female comedian who I guess is a big Saved by the Bell fan.
Uh-huh.
And every week they do a podcast where her and another comedian will get together and watch an episode and then totally rip on it afterwards.
Okay. They'll bitch fest on.
Oh, it's hilarious! Like the one I listened to, they were implying that Slater and Zach were, you know.
Oh, okay, that's an easy one. Lisa Turtle, I don't know.
Lisa Turtle.
Trying to think of people's names. Screech.
Should have come to the con last year. You could have met Screech.
No, thanks. I'm good.
That's going way off topic. Now. I think it's called Go Bayside or something like that. Go Bayside.
I see. Yeah, I like that.
It's funny.
I like a good laugh.
Yes. That's all I got for the Geek Survey this week.
I think you asked the questions we need to ask.
Cool.
So it was fun. Nice to hang out with you.
Likewise.
Great.
Got to come back after you go to the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Talk about that. We'll pick out a couple more movies for our movie segment. And thanks again for being here.
Great to be here.
All right. So everyone, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the We Got the Geek Survey.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.